Did he send the paperwork back to you?
I talked to him today.
At this time, I'd like to call to order the Planning and Zoning Commission meeting of May 11th, 2017. The time is now 6 p.m. 2.0, at this time, anyone will be allowed to speak on any matter other than personnel matters or matters under litigation for a length of time not to exceed 3 minutes. No commission discussion or action may take place on a matter until such matter has been placed on agenda and posted in accordance with law. Do we have anyone to speak?
I do not.
Is there anybody who'd like to speak on any matter? Moving on. Staff, do we have any reports or announcements at this time?
Yes.
I'm glad y'all are back.
Glad to be back. A couple of things. I'm not sure if you're aware of this stuff, so it may be some old news, but at the last council meeting, I wanted to report that the Alexander Estates rezoning to PD9 was approved unanimously, as well as the conditional use permit for the assisted living facility here at 609 Pine Street. So just wanted to get you updated on that. Mm-hmm. Also, we're going to put an item on the next agenda to talk about our staff reports. We're looking for some feedback on the content of our staff reports. There's obviously one in your packet tonight that's a pretty good example. If you want to give everybody homework over the next month, take a look at it and see what's in there that you like, what's in there that you would want to know more about, or if it's too much detail or that sort of thing. So keep that in mind and look over that over the next month, and we'll talk about it at the next meeting. Also, I wanted to announce that we will have a capital improvement advisory committee meeting right before the next scheduled planning and zoning commission meeting, which will be 5:30 p.m. on June 12th. So it'll be 30 minutes before our regular scheduled meeting, and that's our biannual meeting, and the next one will be in December.
Okay.
And then finally, the last announcement, and probably all of you know this as well, Field Legends will be leaving his council position on Monday night, and John Ford will be sworn in.
Thank you. All right. 4.0. Consideration to approve the minutes of the regular Planning and Zoning Commission meeting of April 10th, 2017. Is there a motion to approve the minutes?
Motion to approve.
Thank you, Commissioner Rockmore. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Benson. Is there any discussion or corrections to the minutes? All right. Please enter your vote now.
Go ahead.
You ready?
Mm-hmm. Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you. Okay, new business. 5.1, consideration to approve preliminary plat of Mandola Commercial, being a 1.5861 acre, 690,905.51 square feet, tract of land located in the Chauncey Goodrich Survey, abstract number 311, Harris County, Texas, and being out of and part of a called 36.595 acres as described in deed recorded in volume 1844, page 155 of the real property records of Harris County, Texas. Staff, could we have a report, please?
Yes, the first plat on the agenda for this evening is Mandola Commercial Preliminary Plat. It's located on the southeast corner of Tricol and FM 2920. It is zoned commercial, the portion that is in the city limits, and the small portion to the west is in the ETJ. Two lots are being created with a total acreage of 1.5861 acres. This is a copy of the plat that was submitted for approval. And Community Development recommends approval given the following contingencies: provide original tax certificates from Harris County, include the full legal description of the property, add a 10-foot City of Tomball utility easement along Tricol, show the building line along Tricol, add missing sets and founds, show all easements that are mentioned in the city planning letter, fix typos, add the signature blocks for Harris County, and make sure that Harris County has reviewed and approved this plat as well.
Thank you. Is there a motion to approve with contingencies?
Move to approve with contingencies.
Thank you, Commissioner Anderson. Is there a second?
I second.
Thank you, Commissioner Dunnigan. All right, is there any discussion or questions? All right, seeing none, please enter your vote now.
Motion carries unanimously.
Consideration to approve preliminary plat of Neighbors Parkway Street dedication, Section 1, being a subdivision of 4.8826 acres of land in the C. Goodrich Survey, abstract number 305, Harris County, Texas. Staff, could we have a report, please?
The next plat on the agenda this evening is Neighbors Parkway Street dedication, Section 1. It is west of 249 and generally following Old Humble Road. It's located in the ETJ. It's just one lot with 4.8826 acres. This is a copy of the plat that was submitted for approval. And Community Development recommends approval with the following contingencies. At a 10-foot City of Tomball utility easement in the right-of-way with no other encumbrances just south of Tandem Energy property. Submit original tax certificates from Harris County and Tomball ISD. Submit HDID 17 board action to abandon temporary water and gas easements, and submit Harris County approval for the plat because it's in the ETJ.
Thank you. Is there a motion to approve with contingencies?
Motion to approve with contingencies.
Thank you, Commissioner Rockamore. Is there a second?
Second.
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Benson. Is there any discussion or questions? Seeing none, please enter your vote now.
Motion carries unanimously.
Okay. Thank you. 5.3, consideration to approve preliminary plat of Willow Creek Industrial Park, Section 3, being a subdivision of 25.3973 acres of land in the C. Goodrich Survey, abstract number 305, and in the Sam Lewis Survey, abstract number 1704, Harris County, Texas. Staff, could we have a report, please?
The next plat on the agenda is Willow Creek Industrial Park Section 3 preliminary plat. It's located on the west side of 249, just south of Old Humble Road. It's located in the city's ETJ. One lot is being created of 25.3973 acres. This is the copy of the two sheets of the plat for the city's approval. Community Development recommends approval given the following contingencies. Submit HCID 17 board action to abandon temporary sanitary sewer, gas, and electric easements. Add the following building lines to the plat: front 35-foot building line, side a 5-foot building line, and a rear 15-foot building line. Add the lien holder signature block from the city planning letter. Provide original tax certificates from Harris County and Tomball ISD. And submit the Harris County approval for the ETJ plat.
Thank you. Is there a motion to approve with contingencies?
Motion to approve with contingencies.
Thank you, Commissioner Benson. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Anderson. Is there any discussion or questions?
Just a question for the staff.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Is this related to our previous plat?
Yes, it is. It's just south of the previous plat. So the Neighbors Parkway Street dedication, Section 1, is just north of it. So you have to dedicate the roadway first, and then the property is just to the south of it.
Okay.
They're adjacent.
Okay. Yes. All of a sudden, it looked familiar.
This is the general vicinity of the county facility. So there's the county facility. This is also what they've commonly called as the neighbor's property. So it's in the ETJ, so there's not zoning at this point.
Mm-hmm. Is there any other questions? Mm-mm. Okay, seeing none, please enter your vote now.
Motion carries unanimously.
5.4, consideration to approve final plat of Brown Husmith Church subdivision, being a subdivision of 6.0474 acres of land situated in the Joseph House Survey, abstract number 34, in the city of Tomball, Harris County, Texas, being a replat of the portion of unrestricted reserve H of Leslie's Park, a subdivision recorded in Harris County Film Code number 400005, map records of Harris County, Texas. Staff, could we have a report, please?
The Brown Huffsmith Church subdivision is a final plat. It's located on the southwest corner of Brown and Baker Roads. The zoning is SF6. Two lots are being created with a total acreage of 6.0474 acres. This is a copy of the plat that's been submitted for the city's approval. And Community Development recommends approval with the following contingency. Provide original tax certificates from the county and Tomball ISD.
Thank you. Is there a motion to approve with contingencies?
Motion to approve with contingencies.
Thank you, Commissioner Anderson. Is there a second?
I second.
Thank you, Commissioner Dunnigan. Is there any discussion or questions?
Yeah, I've got a couple questions. This is the property, the acre that was voted down. Is that being combined into this area? Is that 1 acre going to still be
The only reason that acre had to be platted is because the church has purchased their portion. And if you look at the plat, the church is the large portion of 5 acres.
Right.
But because that 1 acre tract was separated and left off by itself, for Texas law, we're required to plat the remainder. And so that 1 acre tract is having to be platted at this time. There's no development that's bringing that forward. So that's the reason for that 1 acre tract to be platted at this time.
I thought the church was on the north side.
This is the Mormon church that has come forward. There may be another church on the north side.
Redeemer.
Yes.
Redeemer church is on the north,
yes.
Right?
Yeah, that's it. Redeemer. So Redeemer's going to be on the north, and another church is...
Mm-hmm. This is the Mormon church.
So they're buying all the way to the street corner.
Yes.
But it's zoned single family 6 now.
Churches can go in, yes, any district, churches, is that correct?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
That's right. That's what they told us when we first came.
Right.
Yeah.
Any other questions?
The school has no issues with it or anything like that?
With the church? Not that I'm aware.
Okay, just talking about parking and stuff like that.
That's not an issue at the plotting stage. That would, any of that discussion comes up when they actually submit civil plans and we work through the parking requirements.
Okay. Anything else? Any other questions? All right, seeing none, please enter your vote now.
Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you. 5.5, consideration to approve final plat of EG3 Foster Lot, a replat of lots 39 and 40 into new lot 39, 0.1607 acres, 7,000 square feet, in block 103 of revised map of Tomball, in addition in Harris County, Texas, according to the map or plat thereof recorded in volume 4, page 25, the map records of Harris County, Texas, said block 103, line in the Ralph Hubbard Survey, A383. Staff, could we have a report, please?
The EG3 Foster Lot is a final plat, and the property is located south and west of the intersection of Foster and North Willow. It's zone SF6. One lot is being created from the two, and it's a total acreage of 0.1607. And this is a copy of the plat that's been submitted to the city. And Community Development recommends approval with no contingencies.
Strange.
Thank you. Can we have a motion to approve?
I'll make that motion. I'm going to say the word contingencies.
Thank you, Commissioner Dunnigan. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Benson. Is there any discussion or questions? Seeing none, please enter your vote.
Motion carries unanimously.
So funny. 5.6, consideration to approve final plat of Willow Creek Pet Ranch, a subdivision being 11.5408 acres, 502,717.25 square feet of land out of the Jesse Pruitt Survey, Abstract 629, Harris County, Texas. Staff, could we have a report, please?
Willow Creek Pet Ranch of Tomball is the final plat. It's located south on Mahaffey, east of Huffsmith Corville. It's located in the city's ETJ. One lot's being created of 11.5408 acres. This is a copy of the plat that's been submitted to the city. And Community Development recommends approval with no contingencies.
Thank you. All right. Is there a motion to approve?
I'll make that a motion to approve.
Thank you, Commissioner Dunnigan. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Anderson. Is there any questions or discussion? Seeing none, please enter your vote now.
Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you. 5.7, consideration to approve final plat of Zion Vista, a subdivision being 1.8889 acres of land out of the Joseph Miller Survey, Abstract 50, Harris County, Texas. Staff, could we have a report, please?
The final plat on the agenda tonight is Zion Vista. It's a final plat located at the northeast corner of Ulrich and Zion. It's zoned SF20. Two lots are being created of 1.8889 acres. This is a copy of the plat that's been submitted to the city. And Community Development recommends approval with no contingencies.
Thank you. Thank you. Is there a motion to approve?
Motion to approve.
Thank you, Commissioner Rockmore. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Anderson. Is there any discussion or questions?
I have one question.
Okay.
This doesn't show the house that's on that intersection? Does this lot line cross the house? Or?
No, it does not.
Okay.
They're selling off a portion of that land.
Okay.
Okay. Anybody else? Any questions? All right. Seeing none, please enter your vote. Dane's quick on the...
Motion carries unanimously.
All right. Thank you very much. Okay. Moving on. Okay. 5.8, consideration to approve zoning case P17-0036, request by DJ and Kelly Ray on behalf of Lefties Auto Crafters to amend Chapter 50 zoning of the Tomball Code of Ordinances by rezoning approximately 0.17 acres of land, legally described as Lot 9, Block 1, Main Street, Tomball, generally located on the east side of Holdry Boulevard, between Main Street and Arnold Street, from the single-family 6th District to the Commercial District. Staff, could we have a presentation, please?
Yes, thank you. This is an aerial image showing the property outlined in red. As mentioned, it's located on Holdreath Boulevard. It's actually just behind the CVS on Main Street. This is an image of the subject site. In the center, you can see the CVS on the left and a single-family residential home on the right. It is currently undeveloped. Just to give you some background on this case, we first met with the applicant back in April of 2016 to discuss the proposed operations of an auto repair minor shop at 112 Vernon Street. The applicant was interested in two lots that had double frontage, both on Vernon and Holdreath Boulevard. We explained to the applicant that the lot that fronted Vernon Street was zoned commercial, and therefore an auto repair minor shop was allowed by right. However, the adjacent lot that fronts Holdreath was zoned single family and could not be used. This is the zoning map. As mentioned, it's zoned single family 6. Properties to the east and west are zoned commercial. Property to the south is zoned single family. Property to the north is also zoned single family. However, I think it's important to note that the property to the north is the CVS parking lot. The future land use designates the property and all surrounding properties as mixed use. And according to the city's comprehensive plan, the mixed use designation includes a mix of offices, retail, commercial, and high density residential uses. We do believe this use would continue that mixed use setting of the area. I already mentioned the CVS, but a few other surrounding land uses include the Skeletal Business Equipment, which is right across Holdreath Boulevard, Obviously, Lefty's Auto Crafters is in operation to the east, which with frontage on Vernon, and there's a single-family residence to the south. We do believe that land use is allowed in the commercial district would be generally appropriate with this area. The required public notification was met. We did receive 4 public comment forms that were presented to the commission. And after reviewing this case, we do recommend approval. We believe it's appropriate with the surrounding land uses. It's in conformance with the city's comprehensive plan, and it's generally appropriate with the surrounding zoning districts. And the applicant is here to address the commission.
Thank you. Will the applicant please come forward to present the case, state your name and address for the record?
Good evening. I'm DJ Ray. Our address is 112 South Vernon, Tomball, Texas, 77375.
Go ahead.
Good evening. Hope everybody's had a good day. My wife is sitting behind me, Ms. Kelly Ray. We've been in business just over a year at the location on 112 South Vernon. We did know when we purchased the property or the lease that we have both properties under contract and we pay for both of them. We knew we'd be having to ask to rezone this. Mainly, we're good with the space that we have in the building. I'm not looking to build anything. I'm not looking to put any concrete down. I'm not looking to do anything to that property. But the way the building is set up on 112 Vernon is the building sits north-south on an east-west property. It has drive-through bays on it. But right now, I'm confined to that one half of the property, and it doesn't look the way I would like it to look for Tomball. Opening up that back area would allow us to drive through the shop. It has a gate onto the hall entrance to where we would then be able to keep the cycle of our shop driving in and out. We don't have long-term jobs that stay there. We're usually quick in and out. We do mechanical repair, body repair, collision repair, but it's just 3 gentlemen and myself there. We're just looking to be able to have a little bit more room to be able to park our cars and present them nice. It's a nice wooded lot. I think it's beautiful. We want to keep that, but I'd like to be able to park cars on the back side that are older classic cars, restoration cars that we've done, pretty stuff. Just make the other side of Vernon look that much better as well, being able to have that room to use. Other than that, I'm just looking to see if this is something we could go forward with.
Okay, thank you. The public hearing on zoning case P17-0036 is now called to order. Let the record show the time is now 6:22. Is there anyone here who would like to speak regarding the request? You have 3 minutes to speak. Please state your name and address for the record. Do we have anything? Do you have anything that was turned in? Okay. Seeing none. Okay. Interesting. Since there are no comments, the public hearing is now closed. The time is now 6:23. Could I have a motion to approve zoning case P17-0036?
I'll make a motion to approve.
Thank you, Commissioner Dunnigan. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Anderson. Is there any discussion or questions?
One question.
Of the applicant or
yes.
The staff? Would you please come to the podium, sir?
Now, you say that this lot that backs up to you now, it's wooded?
It has trees along the borders of it by the CVS side and the residential side. It has several large trees on mm-hmm. it already.
Are you going to clear those? No. Okay.
Not planning on it.
There's a big gap in between. Have you ever been by there?
Yeah, if you see on the left side, uh-huh. pretty much running the fence line of it, it has some mature trees. I personally like that. I think it adds to it, keeps it looking a little bit cleaner.
Sure. Okay, thank you.
I have a question to staff. The comment form we received from the lady that lives at 201 Holdrith, is she the house right there that's right next door?
I don't believe so.
Or is she the lady across the street? 201 Holdrith.
According to Google, southeast corner of Arnold, and so she's south of Arnold Street, which is...
On the south?
Yeah.
That street that comes through right there?
Southeast corner of Arnold and Fuller, so a couple blocks away.
Yeah.
Okay.
That one, yes.
Pardon me?
It's the one that's Amelia's highlighting.
Yeah. They're right there on the corner, okay? The other two are rent houses. All right, are there any other questions or discussion? Can we require them to put a fence up?
It's already required. They do have a fence up, as well as the house that's being renovated. I believe they have a fence up, too.
I don't know if it's high enough that they would have to put a fence, or it have to meet the minimum 6-foot height fence, mm-hmm. Yes.
Solid?
Yes, it would have to be okay.
Is there a driveway to pull in and out of that property?
I don't see one. I see a gap in the plants.
I believe there's a...
It does have a culvert under it. It does have a driveway access to it. Years and years and years and years ago, it had a house on it. It still has utilities and stuff.
Right, the house burnt down.
And as far as the fence on the north side, CVS has a brand new wooden fence. Mm-hmm. And to the south side, between us and the neighbor, there is a 6-foot tall chain link that has the plastic pickets completely through it. Mm-hmm. Previously, the gentleman that used it had those same, so it still has a 6-foot tall divider fence that's solid between them.
Chain link with the vinyl running through it?
Yes, ma'am.
I have one other question for staff.
Yes. Go ahead.
So if they were to utilize it, would they be able to park cars on the grass, or would that have to be a surface like a asphalt or concrete? Or?
It depends. If they're using it for auto storage, probably not. If they're using it open to the public for customers to come in and drive and park, then they would have to pave it, stripe it, meet all the requirements.
Okay.
But if they're doing what they said they were going to be doing, with just driving through, right, they wouldn't have to.
Right. But he also mentioned storage of classic cars or whatever type of cars they're going to be working on.
I thought he said that was on the burner, but they can...
Would you come to the podium, please? So you mentioned storage. Where are you going to store the cars? On this lot or the Vernon lot?
The cars that we finished, getting ready to deliver to customers, the nice, pretty cars. We do classic cars. We do modern, like new collision as well. So it'll just be finished cars ready for them to pick up, basically, and show them off.
So you're not a car repair place, more or less? You're doing restoration?
We are an auto body collision center. Mm-hmm. That we also do restoration of older cars as well. Mm-hmm. It's late model collision and restoration. We also do mechanical. We have a mechanic on duty. Mm-hmm. There's one question. We're not a used car lot, though. We're not selling cars or buying cars or doing anything like that. We're a repair shop.
How long do you typically store cars then?
After they're repaired and finished?
Before.
Oh, before? We have such a small shop that our cars, right now I have 8 vehicles in my shop. Normally we have two weeks max on each car. So they generate pretty quick. They go in and out. They don't set after they're done. If I can have a pretty car sitting out there for a couple of days to show off, you know, before the customer comes and gets it, that would be about it.
What do you mean by show off a pretty car? Where are you going to put that pretty car? On Vernon or on Holdren?
No, on my property, on Holdren, on the back side of the property, up against the tree line. I have plans to be able to stagger park them to where they're nice and organized and pretty.
So if you have to put up opaque fencing, how are people going to see them?
Just the front fence driving down Holdren is open to where you can see it. The two fence lines on the side don't affect me from people being able to see it.
Yeah, the opaque screening wall is only where he abuts residential, which is the south side. Mm-hmm. He doesn't have to opaque it where it, along the street.
Okay.
Is the side that's up on Vernon Street, is it paved? Is that where?
It has asphalt driveway coming off of Vernon Street, yes, sir.
Okay. So he's got asphalt coming in on one side and grass on the other for this.
I believe that's the storefront side where people
yes,
come
people
in.
Vernon Street and is that's still the commercial side and the side that people will be coming in for business.
But you mentioned you're also going to have people leaving or coming and going out the Holdren side.
Not necessarily customers. It'd be more or less for us. Our shop has a drive-through area of it that has a roll-up door in the front of the shop and the back. So when we're done, being the way I'm set up right now on Vernon, I have all these cars, so I have to move 4 cars to pull out of the shop. With this, we can drive it straight out the back, either to the other side of the shop for detail or wherever we need to be taking it. But it wouldn't be a customer in and outside.
So would they have to asphalt that?
I don't believe so. They're just using it for the purposes of their business for storage. It's not open to the public.
Mm-hmm.
Paved parking is only required for paved areas are only required for parking and drive aisles, not for mm-hmm. storage.
How will that affect the drainage? That's my, because I know that occasionally we've had some problems in that area.
If they came to affect the drainage, but it's in its existing condition today.
It would be all right, even if it floods. Okay.
They're not changing, they're not adding impervious cover as far as, well, that's not their plan. If they change their plan,
right.
They want to pave it, then we'll address that later.
Mm-hmm.
But that's, you know, beside the point of zoning.
Okay.
We address during the site plan process if they want to do permittable work out there.
Anybody else have any other questions?
Thank you.
All right. Please enter your vote now.
Motion carries 4 votes yes, 1 vote no.
Thank you. Is there a motion to approve adjournment?
Motion to approve adjournment.
Thank you, Mr.
Second.
Anderson. Who said second? Mr. Rockmore?
Yes.
All right, please enter your vote now.
Motion to adjourn carries unanimously.
Hurrah.
Thank you.
What time is it?
The time is 32.
Okay.
Your wife.
Thank you. over here.
It's one of those things you do the best you can.
Thank you, sir.
Sure.
We'll see you next month.
Yeah.